From Illinois Public Media News, I'm Kimberly Schofield, and you're listening to the sounds of Morris Day. While he eventually moved to Minnesota, where he met and performed alongside Prince, Day was born in Springfield, Illinois, and he's returning to Central Illinois this weekend to perform at Krannert Center for the Performing Arts in Urbana. I spoke with Day about his career, his legacy, and his upcoming show. Morris Day, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me. I first want to ask, what inspired you to pursue music as a career?
In the early 60s, you know, we got our first color TV. You know, I was just kind of mesmerized with, like, American Bandstand and watching the old Motown acts on there and occasional footage of, like, James Brown and just people that I admired. And, you know, I get to see that kind of stuff, and I'd be like, damn, that's what I want to do.
I know you're originally from Springfield, Illinois. Do you still have any connections to the Central Illinois area, whether that's Champaign or Urbana?
You remember the group Champaign?
Yes, sir.
My cousin, Rena Jones, that was her name. At one point, we were considering her even being in the time back in the day and flew her up to Minneapolis. I didn't know her well. I just knew I had a cousin who lived in Champaign. And then, you know, they later on had that big hit, How About Us?
Some people are made for each other. Some people can love one another for life. How about?
I remember all of that. That was kind of a tie that I had. I even went to Champaign and sang background at their studio. But the funny thing about that is the guy, and we're not related, that was the lead in the band, his name was Michael Day. And so my cousin Rena Jones ended up marrying him, and now I guess her last name is Day now, but she was already my cousin.
That's hilarious. Morris Day and the Time really came out in the music scene in the early 80s with the album The Time. Do you have any memories that stick out to you from that time?
I mean, I have, you know, a lot. You know, it's because it's all, like, unexpected. And so every plateau that we reached, you know, was something new and exciting. And from first being on stage in front of hundreds of people and then thousands of people, and, you know, then first hearing your record on the radio, there's just a lot of firsts and really great memories.
What is it that has kept you successful for all this time?
The love and the fortunate opportunity to be able to do something that I would still be doing for free to this day, and to be able to actually earn a living doing it. And, you know, that's a blessing, you know. So I just, you know, I just kind of live each day really just happy to be in the space that I'm in and to be able to do what I'm able to do.
How do you feel about music that is popular today? What are your thoughts on modern music?
The artists are different. The business is different. It's almost like on that one, I'm outside looking in. So I'm kind of in my old school mode, and, you know, that's what I do. That's what I listen to. I do listen to some of the new stuff. It's not the same. It doesn't give me the same feeling as what I consider good music. It used to give me when I heard it on the radio and experience it in a club or any kind of public setting or anything. It doesn't really strike me the same way. But it's the music business, and I'm happy for the young people out there doing their thing, and happy to have been able to pave the way for them.
Are there any artists who are popular today who you do enjoy listening to?
I always say I like what Bruno Mars does.
Dance, jump on it. If you succeed and flown it. If you freak dead and own it. Don't break about it, come show me.
You know, I feel like he's a talented musician. I feel like he's one of the closer artists to what music used to be. And, you know, there's a few, but I consider him exceptional as far as a musician and his capabilities are concerned.
Earlier, we briefly touched on how you had a hand in paving the way for artists. Is there anything specifically about being a Black artist that you love or that you think is specifically significant?
Being a part of, you know, a culture that has always created entertainment, you know, the way that we have, and it's always emulated, and you got to face it. Most, you know, when you look back to even rock and roll, you know, it's like, you know, we're the culture that created it, and I just feel blessed to be a part of that. I feel like we've created a sound that will carry over for years and years. And I think that's what pioneers do. And then there's just a lot of black pioneers, musical in specific, that have just really changed the game and created so much. You know, even the hip-hop and the rap, look what it is now. So I'm a part of it.
What can people expect to see during your performance at Cranners?
They can expect, you know, us to come out and musically be mesmerizing and visually as well, and they get to see that guy that they've been liking ever since Purple Rain, and maybe even before or maybe after or whatever, but they'll get to see me come out and do my thing and me and the fellas, and it's going to be exciting.
Day released his most recent album, Last Call, at the end of last year, and as of now says that it will probably be his last album. You can catch Morris Day and the Time performing at Cranert on Friday, September 15th and Saturday, September 16th, both at 7:30 p.m. Cranert Center for the Performing Arts is an underwriter of Illinois Public Media. For more information, visit ipmnewsroom.org. I'm Kimberly Schofield.